is Christina Eaton. I'm about to be Christina Good as I'm getting married on October 10th to a sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! I was born in Long Beach, California, and then moved to San Diego when I was an infant. So this is pretty much my hometown, and I absolutely love it. I could not have asked for a better place to live. Definitely is America's finest city. I'm going to SDSU to pursue a Bachelor of Arts degree in Physical Geography. And after SDSU, I'm planning on transferring to the University of Illinois, where I'm going to get my PhD in Meteorology. I found out you can skip your master's work altogether, so this will definitely be an interesting journey and definitely some arduous work ahead of me, but I'm ready. I am taking physics for two reasons, one of which is it's my prerequisite for my physical geography major, and secondly, because meteorology is deeply rooted in physics. I'm currently taking a meteorology class, and a lot of the physics principles that we are learning right now actually coincide with my meteorology class, so that's kind of awesome to see how those two correlate. And physics is, personally, it's hard for me. It takes a lot of time and effort, which I understand because these aren't, you know, the most easiest of principles to learn. But, you know, you sludge through the problems, and learning the concepts are difficult. But, you know, once you get them, I think it's awesome. It explains life's little mystery, so to speak. Being a physical geography major, I'm one of those people that needs to know why things are happening or why things are. And, you know, physical geography, you learn why mountains are where they are, and, you know, why earthquakes happen, and why does it rain here and not there, and, you know, etc. And with physics, you kind of learn why things act the way they do, you know, certain forces, why things accelerate the way they do, and velocity, and, you know, friction and tension and all that. And I think it's pretty cool. Once you understand them, that is awesome. But, you know, getting to that point is a little more difficult, but it's definitely rewarding. I really like Tony's problem-solving method because in high school I took physics. And, I mean, not to belittle my teacher, because he was awesome, but it was more of the plug in the numbers into the equation, and you get your answer, and you move on to the next problem. There wasn't a whole lot of thinking outside of the box there, but in this class, you definitely have to think outside the box, so to speak. And as much as it's challenging, it is definitely rewarding once you understand what's going on. I really like the diagramming part, because I'm a very visual learner, and this is definitely a way to help me understand the problem. You get to draw out the problem, and an example, we're learning forces right now, so you draw your normal force, and then the weight, and the friction, and acceleration, and etc. And it kind of helps you visualize what's going on. And then when you add your numerical values to that, then you can see the proportions and see how things correlate to one another. And it also helps you visualize what you need to find out. So I think that's a good thing. And then reasoning happens throughout the entire process. I mean, you're reasoning when you're diagramming because you need to know where things are going, and you reason how you're going to solve the problem. You reason, okay, these are the values that I have, this is what I need, and obviously things aren't going to take one simple, easy step. These are going to take different steps, and you need different equations to figure out different numbers and values, so therefore you need to reason, okay, well, I need to do this first, then to solve for this, I need to do this, and so on and so forth. And then the solution is obviously the answer that you come up with, but you need to reason with that solution. You need to make sure that that solution is practical. I mean, if the number's too big or too small, you need to think and say, wait a minute, okay, this doesn't seem very likely, and you need to backtrack and figure out what you did wrong, and because the solution has to make sense. And with college, I really love college. It offers you a lot of independence. You can take the classes that you actually want to. I'm a junior right now at SDSU, and so it's pretty awesome because a lot of my classes are geography classes. And whereas before I had to take a lot of general ed classes, I mean, they're interesting, but, you know, it's kind of like, you do the work and whatever. Whereas now with my geography classes, I actually go there because I want to learn and actually like reading for tests, which is, I know, a shocking concept. So I think it's pretty awesome. All my classes are geography classes, but two. So I actually don't mind waking up at 7 in the morning to go to school. So, and what I want to get out of college is actually, it might sound a little silly, but I want to be a professor when I grow up, so to speak. And I kind of just want to make sure I know everything, you know? I mean, I know I can't know everything, but, you know, I want to teach physical geography and meteorology, and I want to make sure I am ready to be out there and, you know, teach hundreds of kids every single semester, you know? I want to make sure that I'm going to be able to answer the questions that they have, because I'm definitely very passionate about it, and I'm not scared to go up, you know, in front of hundreds of people and talk. But I just want to make sure, you know, I get across the concepts to them and that they're able to learn. And so hopefully I can get all that out of college. But I have faith.